Ms. Hazel Poor.
Mr. Speaker, sir, the Certificate of Entitlement, or COE, system was introduced in 1990 to manage the growth of the car population in Singapore. It does so by allocating a limited supply of COEs via a bidding system. Those with the highest bid win the right to own a vehicle in Singapore. The COE system currently is based on purely economic considerations, on the belief that economic efficiency is optimized by allocating resources to those most willing and able to pay. This has meant that car ownership has also become a goal that is only achievable by the wealthy, without regard for who has a greater need for a car. PSP is of the view that public policies should not be based on economic optimization alone. Social considerations must also be taken into account for fairer and more holistic policies. In the case of commercial vehicles, PSP has no objection to the current system of allocating based on those most willing and able to pay. However, for private vehicles, PSP believes that even though not everyone in Singapore will be able to own a car, we should also consider the needs of certain groups in society in deciding who gets to own a car. We would therefore like to propose a hybrid COE system that takes into account both economic and social factors in the allocation of private vehicles, which will only apply to Category A, B and D COEs. This also means that PSP will support the creation of a separate COE category for private hire cars. We look forward to the Transport Minister sharing an update on this during the budget debate in February. In 2023, I urged the government to consider adjusting our COE system to take into consideration needs factors such as families with persons with disabilities or children. However, then Minister for Transport Iswaran cited various practical difficulties incorporating needs into the system. Therefore, today I would like to propose a feasible COE system that takes into account needs factors for the government's consideration. We propose that instead of bidding for Category A, B and D COEs using cash, bids should be placed using COE credits. What are COE credits and how do we get them? COE credits will be distributed by government to adult Singapore citizens and PRs each month. The number of COE credits received by each person will depend on various factors such as nationality, number of children, age, disability, etc. For illustration purposes, let me give some examples of how we can distribute the COE credits. For example, we can distribute 100 credits to each adult Singapore citizen and 70 to each adult PR. Those with children aged 12 or below get an additional 200 credits per child who is citizen and 140 per child who is PR. Senior citizens above the retirement age gets an additional 100 credits. Those who have mobility impairment, such as those who qualify for Class 1 or Class 2 car park labels for the disabled, can get an additional 200 credits. In recognition of the contributions of those who served national service, we can also distribute additional credits to them. These examples given are not exhaustive, but serve to illustrate how we can use the system to take into account needs and social contributions, and make it less costly for those with greater need to own a vehicle. These COE credits will be transferable. Families can pool their COE credits together to bid for a vehicle. Larger families will thus find it less costly to get a car. COE credits can also be traded. Those who want to own a vehicle can buy the COE credits from those who do not, in order to submit a higher bid. This sets up a system of transfer from vehicle owners to those using public transport. Foreigners residing in Singapore who wish to buy a car will also have to buy COE credits from Singaporeans and PRs. Under this system, unavoidably, those who are financially better off would still be better able to acquire a COE, although it is ameliorated to some extent by distributing COE credits based on needs factors. It is also accompanied by a redistribution of wealth from vehicle owners to non-car owners and from foreigners to Singaporeans and PRs. It is thus not only a tool for controlling the number of vehicles, but also a tool for redistribution that is self-adjusting based on different economic conditions. For example, when the economic gap between the upper segments and the rest widens, the transfers automatically increase with the additional purchasing power of the top and vice versa. The intention of PSP's proposed system is to, one, lower the cost for those with greater need compared to those with less. Two, lower the cost for those willing to wait and accumulate their COE credits as compared to those who are less patient. Three, reward those who choose not to own a car and help them better cope with the rising cost of public transportation. In addition to the normal COE credits, we propose the introduction of gift COE credits, which can only be gifted to others, not sold. While we try to formulate public policies to cater to different circumstances as best as we can, it is not practical to expect all scenarios to be covered. As individuals, we are better able to see the circumstances of the people around us and make our own judgment on who has a greater need. We can transfer our gift COE credits to those with greater needs or simply just to whoever we wish to help. For example, in addition to the 100 COE credits for each adult Singaporean, we can give 10 gift COE credits. To prevent abuses, we can put certain safeguards in place. For example, gift COE credits cannot be used by people who live at the same address. Also, once A has gifted B with credits, B or anyone from B's household cannot give credits to A or anyone from A's household for the next 1 year. This system allows us to plug some of the gaps that is sometimes unavoidable in public policies and fosters a climate of mutual help in the community. We believe that the bonds in our community will be the stronger for it. Gifting tends to be a one-way flow from the richer to the poorer. With the gift credits, even the poorest amongst us will have opportunities to gift something to their friends. COE is a significant revenue source for government, accounting for an estimated $4.66 billion in revenue in financial year 2023, or about 4.5% of total government revenue. PSP is aware that if the government forgoes all COE revenues, there will be a big hole in public revenue that will have to be filled through other means. Thus, to reduce the impact of the new COE system on government revenue, we propose that the government collect a base fee per COE. In other words, in order to get a COE, you will need to pay a base fee to the government plus COE credits, which can be accumulated for free or bought from others. We would like to suggest two ways to determine this base fee. Option one, a flat fee of, say, $50,000 per Cat A COE and $70,000 per Cat B COE. The flat fee can be determined by taking reference from historical COE prices and then indexed to inflation thereafter. Option two, percentage of the car's open market value, which is how the additional registration fee is calculated. This will make it more expensive to own luxury cars, while those who need a car solely for transport will find it easier to own cheaper cars. This makes for a more equitable car ownership policy. In fact, for this option, we can do it via raising the ARF to make up for the lost revenue. Even with the implementation of a base fee, there will still be some loss of revenue for government as these monies are transferred from vehicle owners to public transport users instead of to government. PSP is thus mindful of the need to ensure prudent government spending. It has always been a priority for PSP to ensure that the government's policies do not overburden the public purse. For example, we have previously questioned the government's grants to SPH, expenditures by the People's Association, and spending related to the Sports Hub. It is also our view that the government needs to reassess how we are spending or collecting money in some areas of public policy to ensure greater fairness for Singaporeans. Housing is one example, COE policy is another. In 2023, I asked the Minister for Transport in this House if the authorities would consider introducing a levy for additional vehicle purchases similar to the additional buyer stamp duty, or ABSD, used in the housing market. At the time, the Minister said that high COE prices were not explained by multiple car-owning households. However, PSP believes that there is a need to send a signal against the accumulation of multiple cars by ultra-wealthy households for pleasure, when these scarce COEs could be more useful in the hands of another household that does not currently own a car. Thus, we continue to feel that an additional levy should be imposed on any additional car purchases by a household. However, in order to be fairer to multi-generation families residing together or larger families, exceptions can be made where the household size is such that the ratio of household members to each car is 5 or more before such additional purchase. Mr. Speaker, Mandarin, please.
议长先生, 我国于1990年推出拥车证制度，多年来，拥车证制度 虽然有效的控制了新加坡的汽车数量，但也为人诟病，因为在现有的制度下价高者得，这使得拥车成为富人的专利，完全不考虑到私家车对有需要的家庭，例如有老人、小孩或残障人士的家庭所能带来的好处。前进党认为公共政策不应该仅仅考虑经济效益，我们。 我们必须考量社会普罗大众的需要，以制定更公平、更全面的政策。在2023年，我曾在国会呼吁政府考虑以大众的需要为考量，调整拥车证制度。当时的交通部长易华仁推举了这项建议，道出了一些执行上的困难。 因此，我今天要提出一个能够考量需要并可执行的拥车证制度供政府考虑。对于商用车辆，我们认为可维持现有的价高者得的制度，并且应该为私招车另设一个新的拥车证组别。我们期待交通部长下个月向国会分享这方面的进展。前进党提议。 停止使用现金投标私家车和私家摩托车的 A 组、 B 组和 D 组的拥车证，并创立一个新的投标制度，以拥车证投标积分投标这些拥车证。在这个制度下，政府每个月向所有成年新加坡公民和永久公民发放拥车证投标积分。例如，我们可以向每位成年新 成年新加坡公民发放100个积分，每位成年永久居民发放70个积分，有年幼小孩、超过退休年龄、残障和国民服役的人士都可获得额外的积分。人们可以累积这些积分，也可以买卖这些积分，然后以这些积分投标拥车证。在我们提议的拥车证制度下， 拥车需求较大的人、有机会以较低的成本买车，愿意等待和积累积分的人，也有机会以较低的成本买车。选择不买车的人，也可以出售自己的积分来抵消承搭公共交通的费用。这将形成一种从拥车者到非拥车者的财富转移。我们也提议发放一些只能用来送人， 不可买卖的礼物积分，以鼓励社会上互相帮助的风气。有了这些礼物积分，即便是困苦家庭，也有更多机会和能力馈赠友人。来自拥车证的收入是一笔可观的数目，若全数放弃，将是财政上的一个大窟窿。因此，我们提议，除了用积分来竞标，拥车者必须支付一笔拥车证基本费。 我们提议可通过两种方式制定这个费用。第一，我们可以参考历来的拥车证价格，制定一个固定的费用。例如，每个 A 组拥车证的基本费可设在5万元，而 B 组则设在7万元。这笔费用可在未来与通货膨胀挂钩而增加。第二，
基本费可与汽车公开市场价值或 OMV 挂钩，这将使豪华车的成本更高，有助于制定更公平的用车政策。若选择这个方式，可通过提高附加注册费或 ARF 来执行。我们也建议购买超过一辆车的家庭需付额外的费用。为了公平起见，一些大家庭或多代同堂的家庭可豁免。前进党认为，随着我国在建国60年里取得亮眼的经济发展，我们有能力在各个领域，如住房、就业和社会福利方面，打造更富有同理心的政策。自上届大选，我们就不断在国会提出这些替代政策。如果单单从经济学的角度审视我们的替代政策，这些政策可能并不是最有经济效益的。但我们认为我们的替代政策能更公平地对待所有国人。我们呼吁政府认真考虑我们今天提出的用车证替代政策。Mr. Speaker, fairness should be at the heart of our public policies as our nation progresses economically. PSP believes that our proposed approach better balances economic and social considerations and builds a system that provides a fairer and more equitable allocation of COEs for private vehicles and better matches our value system. We hope the government will seriously consider this model. Thank you.
SMS Amy Koh.
Mr. Speaker, I note that the member's speech is primarily about a COE credits allocation framework. Given Singapore's land and carbon constraints, it is critical to manage our vehicle population and usage. We do so through the vehicle quota system, or the VQS, which works efficiently to allocate a scarce resource, COEs, through a price mechanism. In addition, we manage congestion during peak hours,through the electronic road pricing or ERP system. Mr. Speaker, the PSP's proposals may be well-intentioned, but they are unlikely to be effective in practice. First, Ms. Paul highlights concerns with the current price mechanism, but comes up with a credit framework system, a rather complicated one. Under the proposal, those who want to own a carcan buy COE credits from those who do not. The net effect is people who can acquire COEs will still be those who are willing and able to pay for it. Second, our system today is a transparent single price mechanism for every bidding exercise. How will the prices for PSP's credits be set? Are we inadvertently creating more friction and complexity?In the process for Singaporeans who genuinely want to buy a vehicle. Their proposal may potentially drive the price of credits underground, where the prices of the credits become opaque and unknowing consumers get fleeced, akin, for instance, to the price gouging of Taylor Swift concert tickets last year. A COE under such circumstances may well cost even more than today.And to guard against black markets, we will need to set up a whole new trading and enforcement regime, which will ultimately cost taxpayers even more. Third, the PSP suggested that those who do not need their credits can sell it and thus set up a system of transfer from vehicle owners to those using public transport. However, our system today,already achieves this at the macro level. COEs that are paid by private owners form part of the government's revenue, which is used to fund the government's subsidies for public transport and other public goods such as housing, healthcare, and education. Fourth, I find it concerning that the PSP is suggesting the government dictates who gets more credits. It may sound attractive in the first instance,that different people with different needs should get different amount of credits. But needs are very subjective. How do we pass such judgment on who needs a car more? To use Ms. Pua's proposed allocation, is there strong justification why a male who has served national service needs a car more than a female who has not, and thus should be given more credits to own a car? Or that a child under 12 should be allocated twice the credits of an adult? I fully agree that we should recognize our NS men for their contributions. We have done so in other ways, such as NS credits. Similarly, families with children are given baby bonuses and other assistance. For these groups, we provide additional support upfront in a transparent and direct way, instead of through a convoluted credit system. Ms. Hua also said that the PSP supports the creation of a separate COE category for PHCs. There have been similar suggestions raised by Mr. Gan Tiam Po and Mr. Yip Hong Wing in this house. As Minister Chi has explained previously, this is not a straightforward exercise and needs careful study. It entails creating a separate COE category for PHCs and moving existing quota from Cat A and Cat B into it. If we move too much of the existing quota from Cat A and Cat B to this new category for PHCs, it will overly reduce the supply in Cat A and Cat B and could lead to an increase in COE prices. Conversely, if we move too few quota to the separate category for PHCs, it will lead to insufficient PHC supply, resulting in higher costs and reduced accessibility for point-to-point commuters. So how much of the existing Cat A and B quota should be shifted to the new category for PHCs? There are no easy answers. Perhaps the PSP can share with us the amount of COE quota they propose to take from Cat A and B to transfer into this new category for PHCs. Ms. Pua has also suggested an additional tax for multiple car-owning households, similar to additional buyer stamp duties or ABSD. The key intent of ABSD is to curb speculative behavior in the property market. Cars are less regarded as speculative assets, in part because the COE system limits the validity of use. The same parallel, therefore, cannot be drawn. As we have also shared previously in this house, multiple car-owning households are not the main drivers for COE quota. Fewer than 5% of all households own more than one car, and the percentage has been gradually coming down. Amongst these, there are intergenerational or larger households. Should we penalize such households just because they choose to live together rather than in separate properties? Mr. Speaker, the government understands the concerns with high COE prices. Other MPs such as Mr. Melvin Yong, Ms. Ng Ling Ling, and Mr. Liang Eng Hua have also raised similar concerns in the House. We have explained that prices are a function of supply and demand. The government cannot control demand, but we have made significant moves to increase supply, including through the cut-and-fill approach for Cat A, B, and D, where we bring forward COEs from the peak supply years to fill the current trough. In 2024, we increased the Cat A and B quota by more than 9,000 via cut-and-fill. The quota release was more than 30% higher than what it would have been without cut and fill. The increased supply appears to have dampened COE price increases. When we debated the cost of living motion in this house in November 2023, Ms. Pua highlighted her concern with high COE prices, as did other MPs. Since then, the prevailing quota premium or PQP across categories A, B, C, and D have come down by between 5 to 20%. Mr. Speaker, the government will, where appropriate, continue to increase the COE supply to cut and fill, and from February 2025 onwards, also through the 20,000 additional COEs announced in October 2024, till it reaches its projected peak from 2026. The additional injection of up to 20,000 COEs is made possible due to changes in travel patterns after COVID-19 and enhanced capabilities to manage traffic congestion with ERP 2.0. This increase in supply is the most direct way to give more households the choice of owning a car without causing traffic congestion. More importantly, we remain committed to our shared car-light vision, where walk, cycle and ride are the predominant travel modes. Central to our car-light vision is mass public transport. We will continue to expand our rail network over the next decade. Last year, we have also launched the Bus Connectivity Enhancement Program to enhance the bus network. There is also a role for shared transport, which includes point-to-point or P2P services and car-sharing services. These services allow those who need to use a car every now and then to access car-like services without having to own a car. In conclusion, Mr. Speaker, the government has and will continue to invest heavily in public transport and infrastructure to make it accessible, affordable, and convenient for all. We believe this will also be the most equitable approach in meeting the transport needs of all Singaporeans.
It's been a long day. Question is that this the Parliament do now adjourn. Those who agree say aye.
Aye.
Those who disagree say no. I think no, there's no. The time is up anyway. We have only 30 minutes for the entire adjournment motion. As I was saying, I think the ayes have it. The ayes have it. Pursuant to Standing Order 2, Section 3A, I wish to inform honourable members that the sitting tomorrow will commence at 11 a.m. Order, order.